brothers and sisters.
刚才我们领事的弟兄带我们一起来唱了这427首。
Our brother just led us to sing this hymn 427.
诗歌唯有耶稣。
And the hymn Jesus Only.
借着这首诗歌，诗歌的作者宣信弟兄交通了他所要讲的信息。
And through this hymn, Brother A.B. Simpson, he shared the message that he wanted to share.
那么诗歌的这个第一段就说，唯有耶稣是我的信息，我们所有的题目都是耶稣。
And in stanza one, it says, Jesus only is our message, Jesus all our theme shall be.
我们将永远高举耶稣，我们的眼目单单的仰望耶稣。
We will lift up Jesus ever, Jesus only will we see.
我们也感谢主昨天与我们的福音聚会同在。
We also thank the Lord for His presence yesterday with us at the gospel meeting.
福音聚会的主题的经文是日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
And one of the main themes of the gospel meeting is that the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
这福音不是别的，就是我们的主耶稣。
And this gospel is none other than our Lord Jesus Himself.
也正像使徒保罗所说的。
And just like what the Apostle Paul says,
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
所以 Chip 弟兄和我今天早晨愿意和弟兄姊妹一同来仰望十字架上的耶稣。
And so Brother Chip and I together this morning we want to know nothing except Christ and Him crucified.
我们来思想四本福音书所记录的主在十字架上所说的七句话。
We want to meditate upon the seven phrases that our Lord spoke when He was upon the cross.
相信弟兄姊妹对这几处圣经已经非常熟悉了。
And I believe that we're all familiar with these passages.
记得前几年Dale King 弟兄也在主日的信息里交通过这几处的经节。
And we recall that several years ago, Brother Dale King also shared upon these verses.
我们愿意再一次的在主的这些话语面前，我们再来俯伏，再来思想。
And we want to once again prostrate ourselves and meditate upon these words.
因为让我们一起来读一处的经节。
So shall we read some passages together?
是希伯来书第三章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 1.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
同盟天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, apostle and high priest of our confession.
年长的弟兄告诉我们，这里的使者就是主耶稣奉差遣在地上的33年半。
And so our elderly brothers tell us that these apostles spoken of here was Jesus who was sent to this earth for 33 and a half years.
而经节上所说的大祭司是指主耶稣从复活升天到再来接我们。
And this high priest speaks of Jesus who had resurrected and ascended and one day will return for us.
我们的思想不只是我们魂里的心思的思想。
This thought is not only the thoughts within our soul.
更是把我们的心放在主的身上，常常的昼夜反复的思想。
But we need to place the thoughts of our heart day and night upon our Lord.
这是我七位弟兄和我愿意和弟兄姊妹我们一同来再一次的思想主在仰望主在十字架上。
This is the meditation that both Brother Chip and I want to share about this morning. That we want to place it upon our Lord.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Shall we pray once more?
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
愿主将圣灵赐下来，将耶稣基督并他钉十字架再一次活化在我们心里。
Lord, we pray that once again you would give us the Holy Spirit, that you would show us Christ and Him crucified.
我们的主必将他所走过的十字架生命的道路指示我们。
Lord, may you once again teach us through the way of the cross.
让我们能够快跑跟随。
So that we may run quickly after you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们所要交通的第一处的经节是路加福音第23章。
The first passage that we will share upon is Luke chapter 23 verse 34.
当我们的主被钉在十字架上的时候，主所说的第一句话。
This is the very first phrase that the Lord spoke when he was being nailed upon the cross.
当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
But Jesus was saying, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
刚才我们的弟兄在饼杯的聚会里面，正是为着主的这个祷告，正是为着主的这个赦免，感谢赞美我们的主。
Just now at the table meeting, a brother was praying and he was thanking the Lord for this forgiveness that the Lord has given to us.
我们的主的这个祷告是天国大君王的祷告。
This is a prayer of the heavenly king.
这是大祭司的代求。
The intercession of the great high priest.
是何等完全的赦免。
And a complete forgiveness.
神的儿子被钉十字架，正是为了拯救这些因无知而钉他的人。
The Son of God was nailed upon the cross in order to save these who ignorantly nailed him to the cross.
十字架是罪人的刑罚。
The cross is a punishment for sinners.
却是神赦免人的方法。
But the method of how God forgives.
因着主上了十字架，十字架不再是被定罪人的尽头。
Because the Lord went up on the cross is no longer the end for those who sin.
而成了丰富的流出神赦免之恩的地方。
But the place where God abundantly provides forgiveness.
十字架就这样向我们显明了乐意向人恩上加恩的主。
And so now the cross shows us this Lord who wants to give us grace upon grace.
主曾经教导门徒说，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
The Lord previously taught his disciples to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
主在十字架上就做了这完全赦免的榜样。
And so our Lord upon the cross, he himself set the example of giving complete forgiveness.
我们思想，正当那些罗马兵丁正在钉主的手、主的脚。
As we think about the Roman soldiers as they were nailing the hands and feet of our Lord.
尽管祭司长、文士、长老、法利赛人和很众多的抗拒神儿子的犹太人正在讥笑他。
And while we think about the priests, the scribes, the Pharisees, and even the Jews who are mocking the Lord,
我们的主当时正是忍受着巨大的肉身和心灵的伤痛。
And he endured great physical as well as heart and soul pain.
但是他越过了人的这无缘无故的仇恨。和顶撞。
However, he forgave the men who had unreasonable hatred and rebellion against him.
向父神为那些杀害他自己的人寻求赦免。
He was asking for forgiveness for those who were killing him.
所以我们真是看见十字架不仅是一个原则，更是一个经历。
So we see that the cross is not just merely a principle, but an experience.
我们的主是第一位把这十字架的原则实行出来，成为经历的。
The Lord is the first one who lived out the cross to allow it to be an experience, not merely a principle.
正是主的这个经历，就成了人通往神那里去的又新又活的路。
And so the Lord's experience gave us a new and living way to God.
谁是主在祷告里所说求赦免的？他们。
So who are these they that the Lord asked to forgive?
主说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Because the Lord, he was the one who prayed, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
我们知道，当五旬节的时候，使徒彼得曾经说。
We know that at Pentecost, Peter, he had said.
这是在使徒行传第二章二十三节。
This is found in Acts chapter 2, verse 23.
使徒彼得说，拿撒勒人耶稣既按着神的定旨先见被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。
It says, this man delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death.
从历史上看，是外邦人，是比拉多把主交给罗马的兵丁定了十字架。
From the historical point of view, it was a Gentile, Pilate, who delivered Jesus into the hands of the Roman soldiers to nail him upon the cross.
但是我们知道， 真正用计谋要害主的却是悖逆瞎眼的以色列人。
But we know that behind that, it was the scheme of the blind and rebellious Israelites.
诗篇第一篇曾经说，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。
We know that in Psalms 1 it says that you are not to walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
是的，是祭司长、长老等等恶人用计谋来害主。
Yes, it were the high priests, the Gentiles, the sinners, and those who schemed to nail the Lord upon the cross.
诗篇第一篇说到恶人，说到罪人。是的，是外邦的罪人把主钉在十字架上。
Psalms 1 speaks of the wicked and the sinners. Yes, it was the Gentiles who had nailed the Lord upon the cross.
那么，这里也说到亵慢人。
And yet at the same time it speaks of the Jews.
然而当我们还不认识主的时候，我们不也是那拒绝主、羞辱主的亵慢人吗？
And it speaks of the scoffers. Aren't we, before we believed in the Lord, aren't we also those who scoffed and mocked the Lord?
诗篇第二篇，大卫被圣灵感动，更是明确地说出来。
In Psalm chapter 2, David, he spoke even more clearly about this.
而且我们知道，使徒彼得和约翰也引用了这个诗篇，在使徒行传第四章当中。
We know that Peter and John, they also used the same passage in their writings.
诗篇第二篇说，外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华，并他的受膏者。
It says, why are the nations in an uproar, and the peoples devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed.
那么使徒行传里说，希律和本丢比拉多，外邦人和以色列民，果然在这里聚集，要攻打你所高的圣子耶稣，成就你手和你意志所预定必有的事。
And in Acts...
使徒行传四章二十七到二十八节。
And in Acts chapter 4, verse 27 to 28 says, For truly in the city there were gathered together against your holy servants Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your purpose predestined to occur.
地上的万民都在抵挡神和耶稣基督的人。
All the nations and all the people of this world are against, rebelling against the Lord.
这是经上的话清楚地告诉我。
This is what the scripture clearly tells us.
在世人的行为当中，还有什么比杀害神的儿子、杀害生命的主更重的罪呢？
Among all the sins of man, what is greater than killing the God of life, the Lord of life?
然而，主向父神祷告说，赦免他们。
And yet our Lord prayed to the Father, Father, forgive them.
正是主在十字架上亲身担当了世人所有的罪，所以使得我们得了完全的赦免。
And then he himself bore upon his body our sins so that we may be completely forgiven.
我们知道在使徒行传里记载了，在初期教会的时候有许多祭司信从了这道。
We know also that in the book of Acts chapter 6, it tells us that many priests also became obedient to the faith.
当时那些喊着钉他十字架的人，现在因着信从了我们的主耶稣，就得了完全的赦免。
And so those people who are crying out, crucify him, they, through faith, they also were saved.
历史历代信靠主的人也都白白的得了这个恩典。
And throughout all generations, all who believe freely receive this grace.
因着主将我们这许多的罪都赦免了。
Because the Lord has forgiven all of our sins.
我们不是应该爱主更多吗？
So shouldn't we love our Lord even more?
主免了我们一千万的债。
The Lord has forgiven us 10,000s of our debts.
我们又应当如何来对待欠我们十两的同伴呢？
So how should we deal with those who have offended us only given offended us with a debt of only 10 talents?
这是我们在主的这赦免的祷告里面这个 经节里面我们当所思想的。
This is what we can meditate and think upon in the very first phrase of what our Lord said upon the cross.
我们想思想的第二处经节是主在十字架上所说的第二句话。
And the next passage is the second phrase that our Lord said upon the cross.
是约翰福音第十九章二十六到二十七节。
And we can find it in John chapter 19, verse 26 through 27.
耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此，那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
When Jesus then saw his mother and the disciples whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. From that hour, the disciple took her into his own household.
当主在十字架上为着成就父神的旨意忍受极大痛苦的时候，
While Jesus was upon the cross and he was suffering to accomplish the will of the Father, enduring great pain,
他仍然顾念着他的母亲。
He still remembered his mother.
他的母亲玛利亚悲伤使他的心被刀刺透。
And his mother, while she was in great sorrow to the point where her heart was being pierced through.
正像那素祭一样，我们主的心何等的柔细。
Just like the grain offering, the heart of our Lord was extremely sensitive.
他看顾，他也供应。
He sees and he provides.
主在离世以前将他的母亲托付给他所爱的那个门徒。
Before he died, he entrusted the care of his mother to the disciple whom he loved.
我们知道，在约翰福音当中，使徒约翰，这主所爱的那门徒就是使徒约翰。
We know that in the Gospel according to John, this disciple whom he loved is John himself.
约翰从来在约翰福音里不提他自己的名字，只是谦卑地说。
John, in this book, he never referred to himself by his own name, but wrote, the disciple whom the Lord loved.
从圣经上我们也知道，玛利亚还有几个儿子和女儿。
And from the Bible, we know that Mary also had some other children, some sons and daughters.
就是主在地上肉身的兄弟雅各、约西、西门、犹大和他的妹妹们。
The Lord's siblings were James, Jesse, Simon, Judas, and some younger sisters.
但是何等美的是，不仅是玛利亚和约翰，主肉身的弟兄和妹妹们也都顺从了主的吩咐。
But what's more wonderful is that not only Mary and John obeyed the command of the Lord, but also all of these siblings did as well.
那么，约翰从此就接玛利亚到自己家里去。
So from that day on, John took Mary into his own home.
这既是一个启示，也是一个见证的实际。
This is a revelation as well as the reality of a testimony.
主曾经说过，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄，凡遵行我天父旨意的人，就是我的弟兄、姐妹和母亲了。
The Lord himself has said, Who is my mother and who are my brothers? For whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sisters and mother.
在神的家中，从主来的生命的关系超过肉身的血缘关系。
In God's house, the life that comes from the Lord surpasses all blood relations.
主在十字架上的这个托付，不也是对神家中所有神的儿女彼此切实相爱、彼此相顾的
This entrustment from the cross is a calling for his children in his house to love one another and care for one another.
就在主上十字架的前两天，
2 days before the Lord went up on the cross,
主告诉门徒说，你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。以后我不再称你们为仆人，我乃称你们为朋友。
He told his disciples that you are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, but I have called you friends.
因着遵行主的话，门徒从主的仆人成为主的朋友。
And so through obedience to his words, the disciples now are called the Lord's friends.
我们的主上了十字架，成就了这个救恩。
And our Lord, he went up on the cross and he accomplished salvation.
不仅使徒约翰，而且所有蒙恩得救的人更是从此从主的朋友成为主的兄弟。
And so not only the Apostle John, but today for all who believe in him are not only his friends, but now we are his brethren.
做神的儿女。
And we are his children.
因为 神的儿子到世上来，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
Because the Son of God came to be the firstborn, and he will bring many sons into glory.
我们要思想的第三处经节是在路加福音第二十三章。
The third phrase that we will think about is found in Luke chapter 23, verse 43.
当主被钉十字架的时候，有两个犯人与主同钉。
When the Lord was being crucified, together with him were two criminals.
一个在右边，一个在左边。
One was on his right, one was on his left.
在大约午正的时候。
And about five o'clock.
经上说，那同钉的两个犯人有一个讥诮他说：“你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。”那一个就应声责备他说：“你既是一样受刑的，还不怕什么？”我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称。但这个人没有做过一件不好的事，就说：“耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”耶稣对他说：“我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。”
One of the criminals who were hanging there was hurling abuse at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed are suffering justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he was saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise."
在福音书的里面，好像没有特别详细的记下主在十字架上受苦受死的细节。
In the Gospels, it doesn't seem like there are great details written about the exact pain and suffering of our Lord.
但是，父神早已借着圣灵，在主前一千年的大卫的诗篇当中，和主前七百年的以赛亚书当中，为他的儿子做了详细的描述。
However, God in the Old Testament, about 1,000 years prior, had already written about this in the book of Psalm, as well as about 700 years prior in the book of Isaiah.
在以赛亚书五十三章十二节当中
，In Isaiah 53 verse 12 it says,
他将命倾倒，以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中。他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
Because he poured out himself to death and was numbered with the transgressors, yet he himself bore the sin of many and interceded for the transgressors.
在主的赦免的祷告的里面，我们看见这就应验了主为罪犯代求。
And in his prayer to forgive all those who transgress against him, we see that this prophecy here had been fulfilled.
在主被与两个犯人同钉的这个事情上，我们看见了以赛亚书所预言的，在这里就是这样应验了。
We also see that because he was nailed together with the criminals, we see that it also what was written about in Isaiah again has been fulfilled.
人把我们的主钉在两个强盗、两个罪犯当中，是想羞辱我们的主。
Man crucified the Lord between two criminals to shame him.
但是我们看见，这正是父神的先见和定义，在以赛亚书当中的预言就这样的得以应验。
However, we see through the foreknowledge and predestination of the Father, this has been accomplished.
我们的GB 弟兄可能在后面再继续思想主的其他的话的时候，我们会知道，那么在大卫的弥赛亚的诗篇二十二篇诗篇六十九篇，我们可以看见是何等的一个应验。
And we will also see later on, Brother Chip will share upon Psalm 22 as well as Psalm 93, all of the things that have been fulfilled.
我们回来再看这两个。这个蒙恩得救的强盗。
So now let's look again at this criminal who had been saved.
这个强盗得救，我们的尼弟兄曾经有一篇专门的讲章。
Our brother Ni has written a sermon or spoken a sermon regarding this criminal.
他是一个悔改信主的，他是一个罪犯。 但是他悔改信主了。
He's a criminal, and yet he repented and believed in the Lord.
那么，这个人啊，连他自己都承认，他所受的审判，他所受的受死的审判是应当的。
Even he himself, he acknowledged that this judgment, he deserved it.
然而，在他临死的时候，他竟然信主得救了。
And yet, right before he died, he believed in the Lord and was saved.
我们看见这福音的奇妙之处，就是神差遣他的儿子来，是拯救罪人，而不是义人。
And so we see the amazing point of this of salvation is that the Lord, He has come to save those who need to be saved and not the righteous.
主的话说，我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。
He says, I have come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
这是路加福音五章三十二节。
This is found in Luke chapter 5, verse 32.
在提摩太前书一章十五节里也说，基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人。
And in 1 Timothy 1:15, it also says that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
在马太和马可的福音的记录里面，我们知道，这个得救的强盗与被钉的另外一个强盗起初是一同嘲笑主的。
We know that from the recording in Matthew and Mark, this criminal originally, together with the other criminal, were laughing and mocking the Lord.
但是就在这十字架上短短的几个小时，他就悔改信了基督。
But in the very short few hours that he was upon the cross, he repented and believed in the Lord.
也许是他听见了主在十字架上的祷告，父啊，赦免他们。
It could have been because he had heard the prayer of our Lord, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
是我们的主光照了他。
It was our Lord who had enlightened him.
罗马的十字架叫他硬心讥笑主。
The Roman cross caused this criminal to have a hardened heart to mock the Lord.
而基督的十字架叫他悔改相信救主。
But the cross of Christ allowed him to repent and believe in the Lord.
律法和刑罚不能救人。
Law and judgment cannot save man.
而主的爱和恩典能够使罪人有信心到主面前来求开恩和怜悯。
But the love of the Lord and His grace can bring people through faith to ask the Lord for grace and mercy.
经上的话就这样应验了，怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
And so the scriptures have been fulfilled, for mercy triumphs over judgment.
这个蒙恩的人向主所求的，只是主在德国降临的时候纪念他。
What this criminal, what he requested of the Lord was that he would be remembered when he comes into his kingdom.
好像我们刚才在饼杯的时候唱的一首诗歌，最后有一段就是这样。
Just like one of the hymns we sang during the table meeting at the very end, it also mentions this.
但是万万没有想到，主给了他何等充满恩典的应许。
However, without realizing it, this, the Lord gave this criminal such a great promise of grace.
主说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
He said to him, today you will be with me in paradise.
哦，我们在读主这个经节的时候，主的这个应许的时候，有几处我们特别的感动。
In this promise, we find that there are several points that greatly move us.
今日。
Today.
Today. 今日。
Today.
主所应许的，不是主再来的时候，国度降临的那日。
What the Lord promises is not in the future that when His kingdom comes that day.
而是主在十字架上成就救恩的今日。
But on the day of Him accomplishing salvation on the cross, today.
我们知道主被钉是在逾越节的那一天。
We know that the Lord was crucified on the day of Passover.
当年因着逾越节的羔羊被杀，就代替了以色列人可以在神面前活。
We know that on Passover, that day, when the lamb was slain, it represents how the Israelites can now live before God.
主上了十字架，神的羔羊就背负了世人所有的罪，买赎了蒙恩得救的人得以活在神面前。
We know that the Lord, when He went up on the cross, the Lamb of God, He was born so that all those who can be redeemed now can receive grace and live before God.
这个蒙恩的罪人，也许今日是睡了。
And now today, yes, perhaps that criminal, yes, he is now sleeping, has fallen asleep.
但是他仍然是活的。
But yet he still lives.
因为神原不是死人的神，乃是活人的神，因为在他那里人都是活的。
Because he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him.
在神的眼中，凡是靠着我们的主活在主神面前的，都是活的。
And so in the eyes of God, all those who live before God are alive.
第二处，主应许的乐园。
The second thing that the Lord promised was paradise.
我们不知道主在这里所应许的这个乐园是不是就是使徒彼得被提到第三层天上的那个乐园。
We don't know whether this paradise is the third heaven that Paul mentioned in 2 Corinthians.
还是启示录所说的得胜者得吃生命树果子的神的乐园。
Or if it's the paradise that's mentioned in Revelations that the overcomers will eat of the tree of life in the paradise of God.
但是我们确实有把握的是那是与主同在的地方。
But I do have confidence that this paradise is the place where we will be together with the Lord.
因为主的应许说同我在乐园里。
Because the Lord has promised you will be with me in paradise.
最宝贵的是有主的同在。
What is most precious is to have his presence.
无论在哪里只要有耶稣的同在就是天堂。
No matter where you are, as long as Jesus is there, it is heaven.
就是乐园，就好的无比。
It is paradise, and it's better than anything else.
感谢我们的主，因为神的应许无论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
So we thank the Lord for as many as are the promises of God, in him they are yes. Therefore also through him is our amen to the glory of God through us.
我们知道，基督的十字架是神的慈爱与公义的交汇之处。
We know that the cross of Christ is where loving kindness and righteousness meet.
感谢赞美我们的主，从上面主在十字架上在所说的三句话，我们真是看见神的无限的爱和恩慈。
We thank the Lord, that through the first three phrases of what we see him saying upon the cross, we see his unlimited love.
从下面我们愿意和大家一同来读的主的后面的四句话，在十字架上的后面的四句话，我们可以更深的认识到基督是神的义。
And so in the following four phrases of what the Lord spoke on the cross, we'll more deeply understand his righteousness.
下面 Chip 弟兄和我们继续交通。
And so we'll give the following time to Brother Chip.
Well, as we begin to look at these last four phrases that our Lord mentioned on the cross, I want to set the tone a little bit.
在我们看主在十字架上说的最后四句话的时候，我要先来开一个头。
The first three phrases on the cross were mentioned in the first 3 hours that the Lord was on the cross, from about 9 a.m. till about noon.
前面三句话是主在大概那一天的早晨9点到12点之间说的。
And we see that it is at about noon, after the third word from the cross is spoken, that darkness falls upon the earth.
所以那个在正午的时候就看天都黑了。
So that's my portion. I get to talk about darkness.
所以这就是我要讲的那一部分，就是讲黑暗的那一部分。
Couple other things that we need to notice about these last four words that the Lord mentions from the cross is they're all from Scripture.
这些话都是从圣经里面来的。
And if we take anything from this morning, one thought that we can take away is in his darkest hour, in the most painful hour of our Lord Jesus, he quoted Scripture.
所以我们看到在那个他生命当中黑暗的时候，在他经历痛苦的时候，我们主说的话
And I think it's something we can take to heart in our most difficult times or in those challenging times. What is on the tip of our tongue?
所以我们自己可以思想，在我们生命当中有难处的时候，我们舌尖上的语言是从哪里来的？
This morning I was doing the dishes and I dropped a bowl. I caught it, bobbled it around, water went everywhere, but it didn't break.
所以今天早晨当我在洗碗的时候，那个碗掉了，我抓住了它，那个碗里面的水泼的到处都是，但是那个碗没有碎掉。
I almost said something I shouldn't have said and I didn't want my kids to hear.
我差一点就说了一句话是我不想说，而且也不想我的孩子听到的。
But the word that did come to my heart very quickly was praise the Lord.
很快来到我心里的话是说感谢主。
And it wasn't praise the Lord that I didn't break a $2 bowl.
不是说我感谢主是因为我没有打碎一个两块钱的碗。
It was that the Lord was saying something to me in something as frivolous as dropping a bowl.
主其实是借着我就是说这个掉碗这件事向我说了一个话。
He said, I want to be even part of this tragic accident.
主说我甚至在这个小小的事件事故里面我也要成为你生命的一部分。
I don't want to make light of these words that the Lord spoke on the cross by any means.
我不想我们来小看主在十字架上所说的这四句话。
But one of the questions I want to consider as we begin is,What words are on the tip of our tongue?
所以当我们要开始的时候，我们要自己来思想我们舌尖上的语言是什么样的。
Whether it be at home with family, whether it be at work, whether it be with one another.
不管我们是在家里，在工作，还是和弟兄姊妹在一起。
The words that we hide in our heart are the words that will come out in difficult times.
我们心里的话会在我们遇到困难的难处的时候就自然而然的出来。
And the words that come from our mouth will either bring life or death.
而从我们口里所出的语言会或者给我们生命或者带我们进入死亡。
And I think we know when we look upon these words of our Lord, they bring life.
而我们看到主的话语给我们带来了生命。
In the midst of death.
在死亡的当中。
The next thing I want to say about these four words and these 3 hours of darkness is we truly cannot comprehend these three hours and these four words.
我想说的另外一件事是我们并没有靠着我们人，我们并不能完全领悟这三个小时和主所说的这四句话。
Our brother just shared the first 3 words, and they are words of loving kindness.
那我们弟兄刚刚交通到主的那个爱的那些言语。
There's forgiveness.
有赦免。
There's caring for brothers and sisters.
有弟兄姊妹的爱。
We can come close to understanding these words.
我们可以来懂这些话语。
But these next 4 words are truly can only be spoken from our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是后面这四句话只能从主耶稣的口里出来。
These 3 hours that the Lord experienced are beyond our ability, our constitution to even understand.
这后面的四句话是超过我们人的认知所能够完全领悟的。
The time continuum that is dealt with during this time period is beyond our comprehension.
而这个时间上的连续性也是超过我们所能领悟的。
What the Lord says on the cross in these 4 words, take care of eternity past where Satan fell. It covers Adam and Eve. It covers the presence of those around the cross. It covers you and I today, and it covers eternity.
主的这些话语说到亚当、夏娃，从起初到永远，说到你我。
Our minds are too feeble to even understand what a great work this was.
所以我们的心是何等的虚弱，我们没有办法来完全领悟。
The finished work that was done on the cross is beyond our understanding.
十字架上所成就的功是超过我们所能领悟的。
This time that the Lord Jesus spent on the cross these last 3 hours were so personal, were so painful, and yet so productive.
主在十字架上的三个小时是他个人的经历，是那样的痛苦，但是又产生了那么多的结果。
There are many reasons the Father brought darkness upon the earth during these 3 hours. We could have a whole message on why there was darkness.
而我们可以想象我们的父神有他的理由让在最后的时刻天变黑了。
But this time was so powerful, so beyond man, it's as though the Lord had to hide much of it from man, because we couldn't contain it.
因为是主要我们的神要把这些从人的眼中隐藏去，因为我们不能够理解。
You remember when Moses said, I want to see the face of God, and he was told he had to be kept in the cleft of the rock?
当摩西说他要见神的面的时候，你记得神把他放在磐石的穴中。
That's really what's happening in these 3 hours. The Father is saying, you cannot witness the wholeness, the completeness, everything. And so there must be a clouded darkness so man could take some of it in.
所以父神在这里也说，我们因为这我们不能够完全理解，所以他把我们放到一个黑暗当中，这样的话我们可以看到一点点。
But by the Lord's mercy, may we see just a little glimpse this morning of why these 4 words were mentioned from the cross.
所以如果主的恩典给我们恩典，我们可以看到一点点为什么这四句话是这样的重要。
The first phrase we see here, and this is kind of the bridge between the first three and the last three, was this statement from Psalm 22, but quoted in both Matthew and Mark, when the Lord says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
第一个就是说是我们要看诗篇22章里面的那句话，就是说我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
It is at this point with these words that the Lord is enduring all of sin upon himself.
因为在那个时刻，我们的主把世上所有一切的罪都背负在他的身上。
And for this time, I want to define sin as simply our alienation of God.
我这边对以罪的定义是说，我们所有一切远离神。
It is by our choice that man alienated ourselves from God. We don't need God. We don't need to be in His presence. We need nothing of God.
因为我们因着我们自己的选择，我们选择远离神，我们不需要神。
And because of this alienation that came upon our Lord Jesus, the Father had to forsake Him.
因着我们人远离神，所以我们的父神必须要离弃我们的主。
This was complete abandonment.
这是一个完全的离弃。
Absolutely forsaken by his father.
完全的被父神所离弃。
You and I could not endure this.
你和我不能够忍受这一切。
Man has never been completely abandoned.
人没有完全被离弃。
God the Father or the Spirit, we see it all throughout Scripture, at the very least broods over man.
我们看到父神和圣灵还是看顾人。
If there was to be this forsakenness upon us, we would cease to exist.
如果这样的离弃临到我们，我们今天就不会再存活。
This again is why we can't understand this.
这就是我们不能够完全来认识这件事情。
For some reason, we think because we're in this room, because we're breathing right now, this is going to go on unless we had an unfortunate accident or we were to pass away.
所以不是因为今天我们在这里，这件事就可以永远下去，直到发生一个事故。
But if God was to forsake us, as was done on the cross here, we would cease to exist.
所以，如果就像十字架上所发生的，父神离弃我们的话，我们就不再存活。
That's how finite, how small we are.
这是我们是何等的渺小。
But we don't have to worry about that.
但是我们不需要来担心这件事。
Because our Lord Jesus endured this forsaken.
因为我们的主为我们忍受了这样的一个离弃。
Now this sin leads to sorrow.
而这样的罪让我们带来了一个懊悔。
Again, man has never experienced this absolute sorrowness.
而其实人没有完全能够体会这样的一个悲伤或者懊悔。
We were not called to be sorrowful people.
我们不是一个悲伤懊悔的人。
The Lord Jesus took care of that sorrow on the cross.
而主在十字架上为我们担当了这些悲伤和懊悔。
And yet, think of our own lives. Think of our personal lives, our family life, and even our corporate life. How much sorrow we endure.
而在思想我们的家庭、我们的工作、我们教会的生活当中，我们有多少的悲伤？
Again, sorrow is the result of only one thing.
而这些悲伤是一件事的结果。
And that is sin.
那就是我们的罪。
So because we have alienated ourselves from God, because of this alienation, there is much sorrow.
因为我们远离神，所以我们就有悲伤。
And the next thing we see in these 3 hours is because the Lord Jesus took sin upon himself, because he was a man of sorrows, there was 3 hours of silence.
下一件我们看到的是因着主担当了我们所有的罪，被父神离弃，所以我们看到有3个小时的沉默。
Now let's think about this word silence.
我们来思想这个沉默。
If you want to punish a prisoner with the worst punishment known to mankind, it's isolation.
我们来我们在对付一个囚犯的时候，通常就是把他单独的关在一个牢里。
The prisons in the United States have doctors and everything. They have to deal with these prisoners that have just endured a little bit of isolation, silence, and it's torture.
这些罪犯他们被离弃的时候，他们就是被折磨。
Our Lord Jesus endured 3 hours of silence from his Father.
而我们的主在3个小时没有听到从父神来的任何一句话。
You know, I see it in my own family. One of the worst things one of my sons can do to his brother is just say, oh, never mind.
我的孩子能够做的对他弟兄做的最坏一件事是说 OK, 不用管这事。
It's so simple, but someone will say something, someone didn't hear it, and it's like, what did you say? Oh, never mind.
你有的时候问一个人你刚刚说了什么，他说哦，你不用管。
It ruins their day.
这就让把他们那一天都毁了。
And now the older brother or the younger brother knows that they have it over their other brother.
所以现在那个老大和老二，他们知道他们能够这样对那个最小的那个弟弟。
This is how powerful silence is.
这是说沉默是有多么大的力量。
And our Lord Jesus had been in communion with his Father from eternity past, never a silent moment for eternity, no beginning.
所以我们的主在从永恒古到永远一直和父神有交通。
And yet now he's endured this silence.
但是现在他听不到父神的话。
And now let's make a practical application for this.
让我们来思想实际的一个运用。
Today, the church, us as Christians, are living in a time of silence.
今天我们教会我们基督徒也是生活在一个沉默的当中。
Never in the history of the United States have we gone so long without a revival or an outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
我们看到在历史上面，在这个国家的历史上面，我们没有这样长的一个时间，没有一个灵里面的复活。
These times of silence do happen in history.
这样的一个灵里面的沉默在历史上也发生过。
Remember when Samuel was a little boy in the temple and it said, and the word of the Lord was not heard in his times?
撒母耳在他小的时候，在那个殿里面，当他听不见那个话语的时候。
Because of sin, the Israelites had not heard. They were sorrowful and there was silence.
那个时候的以色列人，他们听不到，所以他们悲伤懊悔。
But thank the Lord, it was finally Samuel's obedience that allowed the father to speak, and Samuel brought in the king.
所以我们看到因着撒母耳的顺服，所以父神就对他说话，接着撒母耳就带来了以色列的王。
After the book of Malachi, there's centuries of silence once again.
在马拉基书以后也有几个世纪的沉默。
Until finally John becomes a voice crying from the wilderness.
而最后施洗约翰从野地里面出来成了神的先知。
And that brings in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Lord Jesus.
带来了我们的主耶稣，我们的万王之王，万主之主。
Because of the Lord's work on the cross, we were not designed, we were not meant to have any silence in our life.
所以因着主给我们的设计，因着主在十字架的工作，我们不再活在沉默当中。
We are to have communion with the Lord Jesus, whether we're worshiping around the table or we're dropping a bowl at breakfast.
所以我们和主耶稣基督有交通，不管我们是在拨饼喝杯的时候，还是在我们吃早饭掉了一个碗的时候。
And if we do have silence between us and the Lord, then we're not respecting the work that he did on the cross.
而如果我们和主耶稣之间没有交通的时候，那我们就是离弃了他在十字架上为我们所成就的功。
But I want to encourage us.
所以我愿意来鼓励弟兄姊妹。
If it was the silence of the judges that eventually led to King David,
如果是士师的沉默带来了大卫王
or if it was the silence between Malachi and Matthew that finally brought in our Lord Jesus,
如果是马拉基书以后的沉默带来了我们的主耶稣，
can we not urgently and sincerely pray that the Lord would break the silence and return?
那我们是不是要恒切的祷告，让主在他回来再来的时候来打破这个沉默？
I've said this many times, and maybe this would be a blessing for you. Wouldn't it be great if the Lord returned so I wouldn't have to finish this message?
我很多时候说，也许这是一个祝福。如果主这个时候就回来，我都不需要把我的信息讲完。
I don't know who wants that more, you or me.
我不知道谁要想这样更多，是你还是我
？Oh, the silence needs to be broken.
所以我们必须打破这样一个沉默。
And it was dealt with on the cross.
而这在十字架上也成就了。
Our Lord Jesus was forsaken.
我们的主被离弃。
We cannot understand it.
我们不能够理解。
But we can accept it.
但是我们可以接受。
And reap the benefits of it.
我们可以得到这样的一个益处。
The second word that our Lord spoke on the cross was, I thirst.
后面一个说，主说的话是说，我渴了。
Now this was not the first time that Jesus had a hunger or a thirst.
这不是主第一次感到饥或者渴。
When he was tempted in the desert, was he hungry?
当他在旷野里面受
He was hungry and thirsty.
他在又饥又渴
But he had an intimate obedience to his father.
但是他完全顺服父神
He had the word upon his lips and in his heart.
他有父神的话语在他的心里也在他的舌尖上。
And as a result, the love of the Father and the intimacy of obedience quenched that hunger and thirst.
所以，因着他和父神完全的交通和这个里面的爱，来缓和了、减轻了他的渴和他的饥。
When our Lord Jesus met the Samaritan woman, he had to take a break. He was hungry and thirsty.
当主碰到那个撒玛利亚妇人的时候，他要休息一下，因为那个当时他又饥又渴。
But when the disciples came back, he was no longer hungry and thirsty.
但是当那些门徒来的时候，他不再饥渴
，because he enjoyed the love of his father，
因为他享受父神的爱。
And I keep using this phrase; it's a beautiful thought. If you could just meditate upon it this week, the intimacy of obedience.
我在一直用这个话，就是说亲密的顺服。
I don't want to go off on a tangent, but intimacy of obedience. Imagine if we incorporated that into our marriage.
如果我们想一下这个亲密的顺服。把它应用到我们的婚姻当中。
Obedience sounds so rough and mean.
顺服好像是一个很负面的词。
How many of us think about obeying the Father? We have to obey the Father's will.
当我们思想来要顺服父神的旨意的时候。
I've been called to obey my husband.
我要顺服我的丈夫。
Oh, how romantic, how intimate obedience can be.
但是我们有没有思想过？顺服可以是何等的亲密。
And that's what our Father had, or the Lord Jesus had for the Father.
这就是我们的主有的和父神的一个这样的一个关系。
Do you realize that when our Lord Jesus went through that persecution and those beatings and that trial,
当我们的主在十字架上受苦受鞭打的时候
，and then carrying his own cross,
当他背负他自己的十字架的时候
，we never hear him say, "I thirst."
他从来没有说过我渴了。
And yet now, after being forsaken,
但是现在他被离弃以后
，because of that silence,
因着那个父神的沉默
，now he says I thirst.
他说我渴了。
You know, really, what we see here was we see a physical thirst from the Lord Jesus.
在这里我们可以看到主肉身上面渴了。
But it's really a spiritual condition of that breaking of relationship from the Father.
但是其实是因为他灵里面被父神所离弃了。
You know, that's why we're thirsty today in this world.
所以今天这也是今天我们所以在这个世界上感觉渴了。
The things that we chase after, the things that we want to put in our life, those are all thirsts.
而我们在这个世界上所追求的这些都是让我们渴的东西。
You know, I could mention some of the thirsts, and maybe you would shake your head and say, "Well, that doesn't affect any of us."
我来讲一些那个渴的那个情形，你也许说这个跟我没有关系。
You know, alcohol, that's not an issue. That's for other people.
酒，这是我不喝酒，这是别人的事情。
Entertainment, ungodly, non-Christians, entertainment, those people's thirsts.
这些娱乐，这些是不属神的。
Lusts, pornography.
情欲，那个。
I don't know. These are all thirsts that are really just a condition of our spiritual situation. Now, if those are thirsts that are in our life, I think we need to be honest and ask the Lord to deal with it. But it will only be dealt with when our life is filled with the life of Christ.
But
there are other thirsts that we consider not quite so bad. How many of us thirst after man's approval? How many of us thirst after man's accolades? Or we thirst after safety and security? Or we thirst after pride? Or somehow our thirst is assuaged through service in church? Bible teaching, Bible doctrine.
圣经和圣经的经文,
all of these can be thirsts.
这些都可以成为我们的饥渴,
but the Lord wants to come in with His life and say, none of these are thirsts.
但是主愿意把他的生命给我们, 告诉我们说,
when we look upon the Jesus on the cross, He didn't have any of these thirsts.
当我们看在十字架上的主的时候, 他不因着这些事而渴,
because he had communion with the Father. But when that communion was touched, then he said, I thirst.
但是当那样的, 交通离弃的时候, 他说我渴了。
So anytime these thirsts come into our lives, may we reflect and say, Lord, are you Lord of my life? Are you communing with me? Or is there silence?
当我们这样渴的时候, 我们就说, 主, 你是我们生命的主。
If we truly saw this, we would have a whole different view on praying and fasting.
所以当我们有这样看见的时候, 我们就会对禁食祷告有完全不同的看见。
You know, fasting, it's very easy to slip into thinking, you know what, if I don't eat a snack and lunch, the Lord will honor that and answer my prayer.
有的时候你也许会想, 我今天中午不吃饭的时候, 也许主就会听我的祷告。
We chuckle, but it really is, that's our human mind. It's just so easy to think, if I just skip a meal, the Lord will see how sincere I am.
这其实只是我们人里面的思想, 就说我如果一顿不吃的话, 主也许就会听我的祷告。
But true fasting really comes in because there's such communion. It's like the Lord Jesus at the well with the woman or even the temptation. There is no hunger or
thirst.
Then we are hungering and thirsting after righteousness, and we shall be filled.
当我们饥渴慕义的时候, 我们就得到满足。
And we see in Revelation that there comes a time when there will no longer be a hunger or a thirst.
而我们在启示录里面也看到有一个时间要来, 我们不再饥, 不再渴。
All because of what the Lord Jesus did on the cross.
完全是因着主在十字架上为我们所成就的。
The third word we, or the third of my portion, but the next word is, it is finished.
而最后一个我要说的就是主耶稣在十字架上所说的成了。
Seen in the book of John, the Gospel of John, but also in Psalms.
在约翰福音，但是也在诗篇里面。
With this action on the cross, with this obedience, the Lord Jesus is able to say, God's eternal purpose can be accomplished.
因着他在十字架上顺服，他可以说主，父神的旨意成了。
Because of this obedience, the Father can say, Christ is preeminent.
主父神也可以说，基督是占首位的。
Christ is preeminent, and all things come into subjection under Him.
基督是在所有一切事上都占首位的。
And also the church can be built to be that testimony of saying Christ is preeminent over all things.
教会也能够成为一个见证，见证我们的主在凡事上都居首位。
Again, going back to this phrase, it is finished because of the intimacy of obedience.
我们可以看到，这又回到我刚刚所提的，就是那个亲密的顺服。
We can go back from the very beginning when the Lord Jesus says, I will go to earth, I will become man, and be that sacrifice. That's the intimacy of obedience.
我们可以甚至可以回到起初的时候，主说：“我愿意来到世上，我愿意上十字架。”
I think we would all be surprised if we really saw how many times Jesus could have said, "It is finished."
我们也许可以思想有多少次我们的主可以说成了。
He could have said when he was born as a child and then a young man, I became man, I'm a sacrifice, it is finished.
在他来到世上成人的时候他就可以说成了。
But through obedience, he knew it wasn't.
但是因着他的顺服他知道还不是。
When he successfully went through the three temptations, he could have said, it is finished.
当他受试炼以后他可以说成了。
But it wasn't.
但是不是父神的。
You know, if I was in his shoes and transfiguration occurred and there was this great sight, surely it is finished now.
在变化山上有那么大的奇迹发生以后他也可以说成了。
Or when Lazarus was raised from the dead, now we see resurrection, it is finished.
甚至拉撒路从死里复活以后我们看到了复活主可以说成了。
Or at 12 noon, after the first three words on the cross, why not say then, it is finished?
在正午在前面三句话说了以后他为什么不能够说成了
But through the intimacy of obedience, he stayed on that cross.
但是因着亲密的顺服父神他待在十字架上。
He allowed himself to be forsaken.
他允许他自己被离弃。
Such a complete work on the cross that now he can say, it is finished.
所以他就成就了十字架上的功可以说成了。
Brothers and sisters, we must live in that finished work.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须活在那十字架的工作的里面。
Because it is finished, because the Lord now has His way, we can be that church.
因着主说成了，我们可以成为他的教会。
And one thing I want to challenge all of us this morning is accept the Lord Jesus' forgiveness.
今天我要来鼓励弟兄姊妹的，就是说接受主耶稣的救赎。
When I deal with troubled kids, one of the main points I always can get to is why they're troubled is they haven't allowed themselves to be forgiven.
很多的时候当我来引导这些问题儿童的时候我发现他们的一个问题就是他们没有允许他们自己被主所宽恕。
Christians that are struggling, they just can't allow the Lord to say in their own lives in a personal way, it is finished.
很多的我们的基督徒我们不能够用个人的一句话来说成了来接受主的宽恕
And the same thing goes for forgiving others
很多时候也在于宽恕人
You know when a husband can't forgive his wife or his wife can't forgive a husband then guess what it is finished that marriage is done
所以当一个丈夫不能宽恕妻子妻子不能宽恕丈夫的时候那个婚姻就完了
Again, we see it over and over again, and we don't make light of it because if you're married, then you've had to forgive.
我不是在这边要淡化这件事情。你如果在一个婚姻的里面，你必须要学会宽恕对方。
If you have children, you've had to forgive.
你如果有孩子，你要学会宽恕你的孩子。
Family, brothers and sisters.
不管你在家庭还是弟兄姊妹的里面
，we have to forgive.
我们必须要宽恕。
This is going to be a bold statement.
这是一个很大的一个话。
But if you cannot allow the Lord to forgive you, or if there is any unforgiveness in your life towards someone else today, then you might as well go back in time and spit upon the Lord Jesus on that cross.
你今天如果不能够接受主的宽恕，不能够宽恕人，你就相当于是回到那个十字架那个时候，向主的脸上吐了一口唾沫。
It's really the scourge of the church today.
这是我们今天教会的一个问题
that there is so much unforgiveness
因为在教会里面有那么多的不宽恕
and I am absolutely in no way pointing my finger to anybody in this room but pointing the finger at myself
我不是说来指责在座的每一位而是指责我自己所说的
The last words of the Lord on the cross was Father into thy hands I commend my spirit
最后一句主在十字架上说的话是说父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。
Notice to the very end, he is still doing this by his own volition, his own will.
很多最后你看到主是因着他自己里面的意愿。
This is what amazing. He's already said it is finished, and now there's something else.
这是何等奇妙的一件事情！我们的主已经说成了。
Told you it was mind-boggling.
所以我跟你说过，这个是我们的脑筋所不能够理解的。
Just as the Lord was obedient to come to this earth, now he's obedient and say, into your hands, Father, do I commend my spirit, no one else's.
主因着他的顺服，他对父神说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里，而不是任何别的人的手里。
And now the challenge for us this morning is, are we willing to say the same thing?
今天早晨我们的一件事要思想的是，我们可以同样做这件事吗？
Because of these seven words on the cross, we can now say, into thy hands, Father, we commend our spirit.
我们可以对父神说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
Galatians 2:20
加拉太书二章二十节
is a verse that I just have to read almost every time I share.
这是我每一次交通道交通道的一个经节。
I have been crucified with Christ.And it is no longer I that live, but Christ living in me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
The life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, which is in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
并且如今我在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
God never touches our will.
神没有来给了我们自觉的意愿。
Sometimes we blame God for where we are in life, thinking, well, if he only did this, and if he only set this up and made me do this, you know, the Lord will not touch our will.
很多时候我们是因着我们个人的情形，我们来埋怨神，但是其实神给了我们自主的意愿。
It was by man's will that Adam and Eve fell.
因着人的自主的意愿，所以亚当和夏娃失败了。
But because of the work on the cross, our will can be crucified.
因着主在十字架上所成就的，我们自主的意愿也可以被钉在十字架上。
And that will can intimately obey the words of the Father.
因着我们可以有这样的意愿，来亲密的顺服我们的父神。
When we look at these four words, we see.That the Lord was forsaken.
当我们看这四句话的时候，我们看到我们的主被离弃。
Please remember, we are not forsaken.
但是，请记住，我们没有被离弃。
Because he was forsaken, we can say we have not been forsaken.
因着他被离弃，我们可以说我们没有被离弃。
But we can do the forsaking.
但是，我们可以离弃一件事。
And for that, we must repent.
因此。我们必须悔改。
If there's any portion in our life that has rejected God, repent and get back on track.
如果我们生命当中有任何一件小事，我们离弃了神，我们应当悔改，回到神的面前。
Because he was that example of thirst, we today can say we want to hunger and thirst after his will and his righteousness.
因为他给我们树立这样一个榜样，说我渴了。所以我们今天可以饥渴慕义。
And thirdly, how many of us live a defeated life?
很多的时候，第三，我们多少人过了一个失败的生活
？Do we have any dread going home for this long weekend?
我们家里有什么事件发生吗
？Would we rather go to work on Monday than to face our spouse and our children?
我是不是星期一愿意回去上班，而不是说来面对我的配偶或者？
Or do we want to live the victorious life, the it is finished life?
我们还是我们愿意来过一个得胜的一个已经成了的一个生活。
The victory is won.
已经得胜了。
Taken care of on the cross.
已经在十字架上所成就了。
And we can come into that victory.
我们可以进入这样一个得胜。
Are we willing to say that we commend our lives, our spirit into the hands of the Father?
我们愿意说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交你的手里。
If we can do that, then Jesus only won't be a song that we sing.
如果这样的话，唯有耶稣不仅仅只是一个诗歌。
But it would be a life that we live.
而是我们生活的实际。
Two words.
两个字。
Jesus only.
唯有耶稣。
Another very powerful phrase with only two words.
那是一个很有力的两个字。
It may be three in Chinese, I don't know.
也许在中文里面是三个字。
Jesus only.
唯有耶稣。
Jesus only in my marriage.
在我的婚姻当中
Jesus,
我有耶稣。
Jesus only in my family.
我有耶稣在我家里。
Jesus only in my education.
我有耶稣在我的学业上面。
Jesus only.
我有耶稣。
He was the only one on that cross.
他是唯一一个上十字架的。
But because he was the only one,
因着他是唯一的一个
we get all the benefit.
我们得到所有的好处。
May the Lord be praised.
愿主得着荣耀。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the Son.
亲爱的父神，我们为着你的儿子向你献上我们的感谢。
We're grateful for that intimate obedience.
我们为着他亲密的顺服向你感谢。
That obedience that touched the very heart of the Father.
因着这样的一个顺服，他就得到父神的心。
That obedience that knew the power of your love.
因着他的顺服，就认识你爱的大能。
Lord, we pray that you would take these seven words of the cross and place them upon our heart.
主，求你把在十字架上这七句话放在我们的心里。
And can we truly say that though we cannot understand or take it all in,
让我们能够明白，也让我们能够让它进入我们的心。
Day by day and moment by moment, you can reveal more of Christ.
每时每刻，你都更多的将基督向我们显明。
May it truly be our prayer, all of you, none of us.
愿这些都成为我们的祷告。
Seal these words for your glory.
把这些话语放在我们的心里，为着你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.